All right. We were talking all yesterday and, of course, this morning about the results out of Wisconsin. Brad from Brad Long joins us, who is quoted on this show like God.
Yes.
Hello, Brad Friedman of Brad Blog.
Hello, good morning.
If only you know how many times Jim Warren starts a sentence with Brad Blog says.
Is that right? Well, he's very smart to do that.
It's like the doublemysp.com guy. It's just Brad Blog says.
Doublemysp.com. Nice. And I don't even have to wake up, and that happens.
So, again, maybe because I'm a happy, clappy liberal and a glass half full, first of all, I feel like, you know, again, they went to bed with 19 Republican senators. They woke up with 17. But I obviously, you know, Waukesha County again is what you've been talking about, right?
Well, I've been talking about it. I've been kind of talking about it for months. It was really bizarre watching those results coming in on Tuesday night. And, you know, everything once again seems to come down to this one county with this one Republican activist county clerk, Kathy Nicholas, with a criminal past. She's received criminal immunity in the past in exchange for testimony against her colleagues who went to jail. This is the woman that everyone in Wisconsin is relying on, is trusting on to, you know, to find out who won this election. The citizens of Wisconsin don't actually get to oversee their own elections. And
let me ask a dumb question. As a layperson, I mean, how is that possible? How is she, I mean, legally, how is she able to retain this job?
Well, she was elected. Now, you know, elections in Wisconsin don't necessarily have anything to do with legalities anymore, unfortunately, but she was elected to the post, so she can't really be removed short of, you know, being convicted or something on a felony. So that's what you got. But you know what? The fact of the matter is that she is an untrustworthy election official is not really all that unusual. Even the ones that we might trust, we shouldn't have to trust, but we do. Because Wisconsin, like so many states, doesn't allow the citizens to oversee their own counts. They run them through computers. Whatever the computer says is what goes. And numbers are either right or wrong.
But once again, let's go back to the Joanne Kloppenburg race. When, of course, she's way ahead.
Yep. Oh, look, I found another 7,000 votes in my ass.
Yep, my ace.
Yep.
But this, on her personal laptop, again, isn't that illegal? I don't understand how this has been allowed to stand and there's no investigation.
Well, actually, there is an investigation. A special investigator has been assigned to Kathy Nicholas's case to look into it. And by the way, Kloppenburg wasn't way ahead.
She was ahead
on election night. But she was ahead until 2 days later, Kathy Nicholas comes out and says, oh, there was 14,000 votes we didn't announce on election day. And that, you know, changed the entire result. But the worst part of that was, as that recount proceeded, virtually nobody covered what was going on in Waukesha County. Bags of ballot bags, bags of ballots, hundreds of ballots, thousands of ballots were showing up wide open with their serial numbers changed, missing. Bags were duct taped. We had poll tapes that were printed out that were actually dated 6 days before the actual election. And nobody was reporting on it. And this, you know, includes my friends on MSNBC, Ed and Rachel and all of that. They didn't cover this. And then on Tuesday night, all of a sudden they start talking about the words Kathy Nicholas, Kathy Nicholas. Well, where has everybody been for the last 3 months when we've been yelling and screaming about the concerns in Wisconsin with Kathy Nicholas and, frankly, all across the state because of the way they count their ballots?
So, Brad, this was the Roberta Darling race, correct? The Republican.
Yes.
So, again, what is your takes thus far on what happened and, you know, if there's going to be any recourse?
There is likely to be no recourse whatsoever. And this is kind of why I try to warn everybody before these things happen, because in Wisconsin, as I say, luckily there are actually hand-marked paper ballots for most of the state. However, they run them through the same computer op-scan systems made by Diebold and Sequoia and ES&S and all those names, and whatever the results are, that is what the election results will be. They don't count a single ballot in the entire state of Wisconsin to double check it to make sure that the computer's got it right unless there's a recount. And we saw how the recounts go. You know, so we are just stuck with those numbers. You are forced to trust in the magical election fairy, whether you want to call it Diebold or Kathy Nicholas or whoever. And is it just me, or isn't that kind of a crazy way to run a self-governing democracy?
Well, particularly with all, you know, it just seems like, Brett, all the other dirty tricks that these Republicans have to engage in, you know, when you're looking at their poll numbers, no wonder Scott Walker has to, you know, try to voter ID and, redistricting and anything they can think of, you know, to gain an unfair advantage.
And they did. They ran all kinds of dirty tricks leading up to this election with fake absentee ballot mailers, phony groups that turned out to actually be run by the national director of the Koch brothers, Americans for Prosperity. So, yeah, they're doing all kinds of dirty tricks on the front. Why wouldn't they do it, you know, on the actual election results when it actually matters? And, you know, as we were watching it, once again, everything came down to that final district, District 8, and all night long, Kathy Nicholas has 11 counting units in her particular county that she needed to report on election night. All night long, we're looking at 1 out of 11 units were reported. The numbers were being held back for whatever reason. It was about 4 hours, and all she had reported was about 596 ballots, I believe, in 4 hours until she finally came out with the numbers, which flipped the results of the race from Sandy Pasch, the Democrat who had been leading, gave it to the Republican, and that was that. And, you know, again, I'm not saying that there was tampering going on. By the way, the state Democratic Party put out a statement that she was tampering with the ballots, which I thought was really irresponsible, frankly. So I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that we had to rely on her. She gave us our numbers. They are either right or wrong, and nobody in the state of Wisconsin or anywhere else is able to determine if, in fact, those are the accurate results because of this crazy election system we continue to use, and we're going to use in 2012 again, by the way. So get ready.
Do the people in MSNBC self-censor, or are they being told from above, don't cover this, don't talk about it?
They've never had me on the air, so I can tell I'm on Fox, I'm on CNN, I've never been on MSNBC, so I can't tell you why that's happening, why they do that. You know, Rachel has been good with a lot of these issues along the way, but the real key ones, the way, you know, how our votes are tallied and whether we can actually determine if it's accurate, that's something that really is not covered on MSNBC or anywhere
else. Maybe we should ask Mike Connell about it. Oh, wait, you can't.
Ouch.
You had an accident.
Ouch.
Guys like that tend to get clumsy.
Yeah.
What about the recall election for Walker? I mean, are you hopeful on that, or, you know, are these concerns? I mean, the problem, you know what I don't want to do, Brad, is suppress people's, you know, drive to get out and vote. Because, you know what I mean, if we get out in big enough numbers, I mean, that's the thing. People listen, go, oh, well, it's not going to matter. They're going to steal every election anyway.
You know, I hear that all the time from people, largely from folks on the Democratic side who say that, oh, if you tell people that there are concerns about the way their ballots are counted, they're not going to show up at all. I haven't found that to be the case. In fact, I find that to be quite the opposite. When people hear about the problems and the concerns, they not only show up to vote, but they start volunteering to oversee the polls, to be poll workers, to go to the counting facility on election night and try to get photos of ballots and ballot bags and polling tables.
Well, and demand accountability on either side. I mean, that's what I don't get. I mean, hopefully people listening to this, if there is enough outcry, you know, about this, as Jim says, if we're not just complacent about it.
Yep.
I mean, if you're a Republican listening right now, you should want the Democratic Kathy Nicholas overseen by someone else too, so we all feel
Democrats aren't devious enough.
That's not true. I mean, you're absolutely right on that point, Steph. I mean, that's why I, you know, find myself last November, you know, going to bat for Joe Miller up in Alaska, for crying out loud, of all people. I have to go to bat for him because he says, well, I don't know if I actually won or lost because nobody's allowing me to look at the actual ballots to determine that. And I have to go to bat for Joe Miller and say, yes, Joe Miller is absolutely right.
Yes, because you know why? Because you're Brad from BradBlog.com.
Yes, I am.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
Yeah.
All right. He's Jim Ward is like Brad Blog, Rain Man. He just definitely BradBlog.com. Brad, thank you so much, honey. Thanks for
your... Hey, good talking to you.
All right, thank you, honey. There you go.
Yeah, hey, BradBlog.com.
By the way, so we just interesting conversation with Brad from Brad Blog about Wisconsin. Fred Clark, Democratic Wisconsin Senate candidate.
This is a strong piece of evidence that our democracy still works.
Well,
sort of.
Debatable, yeah. According to Brad.
Yeah, this, people are just in denial about this. It's like, no, there's the vote numbers. That's got to be right, right? It can't. That couldn't happen here.
I just, we all want on both sides would just be accountability. I don't think that, I was just saying back in the Kloppenburg thing, can you imagine if some, you know, Democratic Union activist in a Madison precinct went, oh, guess what, I just found all these votes in my laptop, personally, is that okay? I mean, that's, you're right, Jim, it's about the way we fight, speaking of Al Gore.
Yeah.
I am in this to win, okay.
Well, Fox said that I lost. Okay. All right. What? All right. I concede. No. Okay.
He's doing a good job now with current.
Yes, he certainly is. Derek in Philadelphia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Good morning. I have a question about something that you and your last guest, Brad, had discussed. While he was talking about accountability and how the elections need to be, you know, the ballots need to be checked and double-checked and everything, one of the things you said that is a dirty trick by the Republicans is voter ID laws. I'd like for you to please help me understand.
I didn't.
You actually did.
Okay.
Did he just shush you?
He did. He shushed me on my own show. Derek, I think what I was talking about is that the Republicans seem to try to make conservative efforts to make sure that less people are able to vote.
Fewer people.
May I speak now?
Yes, of course. Of course, you may.
I am a judge of elections in my district of my town.
Sure you are.
And my name is Derek Woodward, Alden, Pennsylvania. Look it up.
Okay.
Alden West District.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Here's
my full name. Thank you. Why would you not want to ensure that only the people that can vote are eligible to vote? For example, why would you even take the chance that...
Because it disenfranchises people that are less likely to be able to have IDs, the elderly, poor, students. I mean, there are reasons. I mean, honestly, Derek, the problem is, how many cases have ever been proven? About zero. A voter fraud like this, of people pretending to be someone else and voting.
How many cases has it been proven that you haven't been able to vote because you couldn't get a state-issued ID? I believe that most
a lot of people can. It tends to disenfranchise people that tend to vote Democratic.
But are you – okay, let me ask you this. There were states that volunteered to give the state ID for free, and Democrats were still opposed to it. Why would that
right.
be then?
Derek, but where are these cases? Everybody yells voter fraud on the Republican side, and there aren't any cases of it. I mean, there are massive cases of election fraud, like Brad Blog and others have talked about, whether it's in
– it would seem fair that if you said, you know what, there could be possibilities of cases where people who could vote GOP instead of Democrat. But that's not ever how it comes across. It's only the Democrats who whine that, hey, you know, these people might vote Republican, so, you know, we can't let them do that.
What?
You know,
what?
You know,
that doesn't make any sense.
How can you stress accountability?
You're not making sense, dude.
All right. So harsh my buzz. I was on my John Denver buzz. I was going down my Maudlin 70s songs rat hole. And all right.
Look, there is no evidence that I've ever heard of well, you know, if you go back to Lyndon Johnson having dead people vote for him, okay, yeah. But in modern times, it's always been the Republicans who...
exactly.
I've never heard of voting machines that accidentally voted for
2000 and 2004,
Democrat.
There was massive evidence of election fraud.
Yeah.
So what they try to do to even it out, oh, it's all the same on both sides.
Right.
There's you know, voter fraud, and there's no provable cases of it.
There are no ballots for George Bush found in a swamp in the trunk of a car.
And
but
by the way,
for Gore, though.
My favorite thing about this segment is you just it confirmed that Lyndon Johnson beat my daddy unfairly.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
We were this close. Yeah. 48
minutes. Notice I'm staying out of this conversation because I don't want to get ganged up on by you two.
48 minutes after the hour. Mm-hmm.
Lou Dobbs over here.
Sure. 48 yeah. minutes after the hour. Rash people.
Mexicans are stealing our election.
Hey, who's going to want to pretend to be you?
Lots of people want to be me.
Oh, 48 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Total chaos. No rehearsal, no program. And don't even get me started on the monkey.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
David in Rochester, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, David.
Hi. Hey. Hi. Let's jump right in. Okay. I was responding to the guy that called in trying to justify all the excessive identification stuff they do in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And I just called in to say how we do it in New York State. Very simple. In New York State, when you register to vote, the last thing you do on the form is you sign your name. Mm-hmm. And then you submit the form. And the Board of Elections does all the investigation. And then when you go to vote, there's a book there, all arranged by street address, and they ask you, where do you live?
Right.
And they open the book, and there's
there
your
you
signature
are.
There.
Oh, there's your signature. That would be a great way to check.
They cover up your signature and ask you to sign.
Yeah.
And then they look, and if somebody, if there's not a blank space there, you don't get to vote.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, David, it's just,
yeah.
Right. It's, you know, it just has been so blatant in recent years that this is just a Republican way of disenfranchising more people that are likely to vote Democratic. And as I say, there is no evidence of this voter fraud they talk about. Even this whole fake acorn thing, Jim, as you talked about.
Acorn, huh? How about
none of those
acorn?
People voted. There was no actual voter
so,
fraud.
What's your point?
But they're obviously trying to gather names to make money.
But there was a pimp and a hooker.
Right, which was not correct, obviously, but they didn't actually vote. That's the...
Yeah. And the Black Panthers,
mm-hmm.
they were...
scary, black men voting. Matt in Nashville, North Carolina. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Steph. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Excellent. I'm a judge, election judge here in Asheville, and I just want to let you know that according to our chief of elections here, in the past 16 years, there's been one maybe when it comes to voter fraud. And she said it's a maybe. They're really not sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about, the massive evidence of massive voter fraud over the years.
Hmm.
Stacey in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Morning, Mama.
Good morning, baby.
Let's talk about the 90,000 people whose names were removed from the voting rolls in Florida by Catherine Harris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they had names similar to convicted felons.
They were felony. They were felony-ish. Yeah.
Let's talk about all the counties that are under consent decrees because of caging.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly.
You know what caging is?
Yeah, I mean, removing voters, right.
It's unbelievable. No, where they send, like, they send a letter to you, and if you don't respond, then they remove your name from the poll.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, exactly. It is meant, they are solely to disenfranchise people.
The Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.